My uncle liked the sea, you know?
Wow. Never knew that irrelevant piece of information.
This uncle worked in a bakery.
Ooh, I like bakeries. They make my favorite type of cake.
What type is that?
Cup.
Of course, dummy me. He really loved working at that bakery.
What did they have him doing?
Loafing.
That's what Kid Zip accuses me of doing. I love taking it easy.
Not that kind of loafing. The kind of loafing to get you paid for.
You can get paid for loafing? Sign me up.
Fairbanks, there's loafing, and then there's loafing.
I hear you.
No, you're not following. My uncle worked when he loafed.
How did he get away with that? You've got to do something when you're working at a bakery.
I told you, he loafed.
All day?
Sure.
How much did he get paid for loafing?
He made 18 bucks an hour.
For loafing? I want that gig.
Loafing takes special training.
No, it doesn't. I do it all the time.
You have to have dough to loaf.
What? That's how come I don't have any dough. I've been loafing.
Listen up. My uncle did the kind of loafing that takes dough, which he got paid for. Not the kind of loafing that doesn't need any dough, which you can do for free. Got it?
So what did he do for the bakery again?
You guys, timing was less than spectacular.
Thanks. Now get out of my face and get me some vodka.
Stage Struck Audio Theater presents Going Live, the story of an almost has-been comedy team from 1950s television.
Half this stuff needs to be thrown in the trash.
Would you please go away so I can get this cut down on time for the broadcast?
I'm helping out. I'm half of this team.
Not quite half.
Quit trying to be funny.
I was as serious as a heart attack. Don't you have a date with a bottle of vodka?
The boy hasn't come back with it yet. Now stop looking at me like that.
Like what?
Like I'm an uncontrollable drunken slob.
Oh, was I looking at you like that?
You know you were.
I've had enough practice.
You and my wife.
Which one? Tina? Ann?
Carol.
Oh, that one. She's the only one I liked.
You would. She was on my back all the time.
Funny thing. The time you were married to her was when we were the most successful. Movie deal. Radio show, Vegas show, and...
No, don't. Stop right there. You're killing me.
It's true.
Don't give that woman any credit for our success. It was all me. I mean us.
That was more than a Freudian slip. I know how you feel about us.
You have no idea.
Your vodka intake tells me everything I need to know.
If you just write some new stuff and stay away from this old junk Fairbanks, this crud went out with vaudeville.
And yet, I have money in the bank from it. You would too if you didn't have all the ex-wives and drinking problem.
When it's a problem, you'll know.
That's good to know, Chaney.
Shut up.
I wasn't really saying anything.
Yeah, but you had that look on your face again. Where's Tatum?
What? You have the shakes already?
No, I don't have the shakes.
I know when you do. I'll know.
There you two are.
I'm trying to coax Chaney into working in on our material.
I know it already. Everyone in the country does. It's like Abbott and Costello's Who's On First, for crying out loud.
I wish we had a routine like that. We would live the high life from now on.
Guys, the crew is worried a fight is going to break out.
Between who?
Yeah, who? I'll place a bet.
Between you two, you're about to bring the roof down.
Us? The fight?
You're joking, Tatum. We're not fighting.
Could have fooled me.
You mean the bantering back and forth?
And loud voices that everyone across Hollywood can hear?
We've worked this way for the past 10 years. It keeps us sharp.
I don't see the problem.
What if some big star was a guest on the show?
I would love it.
Me too. I request Ava Gardner. Please, make that happen.
You guys take the cake.
I promise you I'm here for more than cake. Speaking of which, Tatum, I saw this script gal come through the studio and I'd like you to introduce her to me.
Not on your life.
You can't afford another marriage.
Shut up. What do you know about it?
There you guys go again.
What?
What are you talking about? No one's fighting.
The sponsor's going to come to the set any minute now. Please, be on your best behavior.
For the sponsor, sure.
Who is it this week?
You don't know who our sponsor is?
You mean the guy who's financing my alimony checks that I have to write each week?
Yeah.
Thomas Sugar.
Who?
Thomas Sugar.
You know, what a rush. It's Thomas Sugar.
You are absolutely pulling my leg right now.
No, I'm not. They are serious about their product.
With a phrase like that, I don't doubt it. Good grief.
They're paying the bills.
That's right.
What happened to sugar-coated sprinkle cereal? And why do we have a bunch of sugar products sponsoring us?
Let me say the obvious.
Say anything about us being sweet and I'm going to bust you in the nose.
I don't know, Chaney. For some reason, sugar and sugar-related products sell really well in our time slot on the tube.
And Mr. Thomas is very proud of his product.
It's just sugar. What's the big deal?
The money involved. Hello?
Hello? Oh, this isn't the start of some routine.
We need to have a dry run in an hour.
If that's going to happen, I'm going to need a little something-something.
Please, not now.
Yes, right now. And that girl's phone number?
Forget it. And my advice is lay off the sauce.
You know me, Fairbanks. I don't take advice.
Amen to that.
But my doctor did prescribe a little imbibing and a lot of womanizing. If you excuse me.
You guys need to work on the second big sketch after the midpoint break in the show.
You're wasting valuable breath.
That guy.
It's his way.
How do you put up with it?
It's kept me out of the poorhouse for a long time now. The audiences love him. He has the best comic timing in the biz.
But a bill for booze that I can't continue to justify.
Just find a way.
You're defending him now?
Not on your life, Tatum. However, the entertainment business is about one thing.
The money. He's going to destroy himself and this show.
You give him too much credit.
And you're not much better.
Me?
You're getting lazy on the material around here.
Who says? The rep from Thomas Sugar? I can tell him where he could stick it.
I'm saying it. You guys used to be the sharpest comedy duo since...
Don't you dare say it.
Since Martin and Lewis.
You said it.
It's all schlocky now.
Schlocky?
You heard me. No stuttering for me.
It's what the people want, for crying out loud.
Surprise them for a change. I mean, seriously, what if a big star wanted to be on the show?
Make it happen and we'll show you.
Come on, do it for yourselves.
You just make sure the set runs smoothly and the sponsors keep writing the checks. We're doing all right.
All right isn't my idea.
Tatum, this conversation is over.
Nope, not by a long shot. Those lights there? No, over there?
Ooh, where's the other half?
Who would that be?
The one I carry every night, that's who.
Are you intoxicated?
My system doesn't respond to cheap liquor.
I hope that's a joke.
I saw the potato peelings in the bottom of the bottle. You can spring for better booze.
I have a stage to get set, Cheney. Go bother someone else. And try walking in a straight line, please.
And I thought I was the comedian. You're a laugh riot.
Sure wasn't trying to be.
You remind me of my ex-wife, number two.
You've numbered them?
Have as many as I have, and you'll do the same thing.
Scott, Tatum here at the Comedy Cavalcade Hour Show. Who do you want to speak to? You want me to talk to... You're joking.
Who is it?
Shut up a minute. Scott, Tatum, you represent...
Who is it?
Oh, her. Wow, nice. She wants to...
What is going on?
Is this some sort of practical joke? No, sir, of course. She wants to appear on this show?
Who wants to appear?
Sure she can. Are you crazy? Yes. We'll write a couple of sketches and let her sing a song. I can't believe...
What?
On the double, yes. Yes, thank you. Yeah, bye.
Would you like to share?
Unbelievable. I can't believe I just...
What is going on? Who are you talking to?
The agent for...
Someone wants to be on this show. Who?
You'll never guess in a million years.
Tell me.
Guess.
No, and quit acting giddy. You're like a school kid.
You would be too, Cheney, if you...
Who? Tell me, or I'll knock you into next week.
Marilyn Monroe.
So he ended up with 5,000 volts.
He could get elected into office with that many.
Not that kind.
What kind?
Volts.
Yeah, he got 5,000.
Do you know what volts are?
They're what?
That's correct, they are.
Say what?
Volts or watts.
Okay, so tell me.
You're the one who said it.
What did I say?
Volts or watts.
Volts or what?
Yes, indeedy.
I'm asking you what's volts.
Correct again.
Quit talking in riddles.
Watts.
What's what?
Volts.
What's volts?
That's right.
Please, tell me.
I just did.
What are volts?
Yep.
I'm asking you.
Watts or volts?
What?
Yes.
Okay, hold on just a second there, Fairbanks.
We're not finished with the sketch.
I am.
Finish it.
It's stupid.
It's a classic.
It's still stupid.
Quit get delusions of grandeur.
What are you talking about?
She'll never go out with you.
Who?
Oh, please. Don't pull that one with me.
I would never even think of that with Miss Monroe.
Oh, yes, you would.
And so I would. Get some better material, Fairbanks. We can't keep doing the same old crapola.
Is this you being serious?
Yes, it is.
Like, actually serious?
Marilyn Monroe. Say her name with me, Marilyn.
I know who's coming to the show. Just shut up about it already.
Is this you being serious?
I sure am.
This a real fight?
If you want it to be, yeah, sure.
A real fight?
Why not? It's been 8 years overdue. I have carried this comedy duo for nearly a decade.
You have not.
Fellas, hey, everyone can hear you up in the front offices.
Who cares?
I'm about to punch him in the face, Tatum. Keep away from me.
You can barely punch the time clock around here, buddy.
I was a lightweight boxing champ in the army.
Lightweight is right.
Guys, you need to stop this right now. We have to get the show together, and that means right now.
He's right, Cheney. We have to impress Miss Monroe.
I'll be calling her Marilyn before the day is through, just so you know.
Would you get your mind out of the gutter?
Too late.
What do you have to do with it?
I am the producer of the show.
Fine. Why don't you yell it to the rafters?
I will.
We all need to take a breath and just calm down.
Fairbanks, you need to get your best material ready to go. We have one of the biggest stars in Hollywood coming on our show.
And then out with me.
Would you pull your head out of the gutter just for once, huh? You make me sick.
I'm way ahead of you.
This isn't me bantering, Cheney. I'm serious as a heart attack.
That's serious?
How about a punch in the face?
Sure, why not?
Fairbanks.
You hit me.
You asked him to.
I sure did not.
You did. Now take it like a man and get ready to do some rehearsing.
Not on your life. In all the years we've worked together, you have never hit me.
Now I have.
Guys, we're going to have to do a dress rehearsal in a few hours.
You can.
He'll be there.
Or what?
I'll beat you within an inch of your life, your worthless life.
My what?
It was fun in the beginning, Cheney, in the early days. The running around Coney Island, putting on sketches to drum up business for our club act. Hitting the circuit, living out the trunk of your car, and then getting our first film contract. It was great. It was swell.
That's right. It was. And we did it together without poking each other in the nose. We stayed in there and worked our guts out to get the right timing, the right laughs, and everything else.
And then you started reading our press.
So?
It ruined you. Us. And then the money, the marriages, the cheating on your wives, the drinking, the occasional puff of Mary Jane.
I did not.
I sat there and watched you do it.
Quit talking about all of that in front of Tatum.
I'll scream it to the rafters if I want to.
So I like to party. One of us has to.
And then our film contract got threatened because of your behavior. We got shut out of the clubs we had headlined. Las Vegas nearly kicked us to the curb, and all because of you.
And what about you?
What about me?
Guys, we are on a tight schedule.
Would you shut up a minute, Tatum? This is getting good.
You went crazy with being in control, hovering over my shoulder everywhere I went. I know that at least one of my wives left me because of you.
How dare you?
Because you told her to. We're partners, sure, Fairbanks.
Not for much longer.
What?
I said it pretty plainly, buddy.
Over a little fight?
I punched you in the face.
Hey, that's right.
Ow! I wasn't looking!
Fellas, let's each go to our own corner and get a breather.
You shut up, Tatum. You want some of this?
I'll call the police on you.
My nose is bleeding.
Do something about it.
I sure will.
Watch it, you idiots. This is embarrassing. Not for me, for you. Would you two quit it?
Would you just get out of the way?
We need some fighting room.
Hey there, you. Yes, you. Get me a gun. Don't look at me like that. Out of props. A prop gun and make sure it's loaded with some blanks. Quit gawking at me and go do it.
I'm gonna break your face, Cheney.
You can barely break wind. Now get your fingers out of my nose.
Like that, do you?
Ah!
How about this?
How about this?
You punch like a kid.
I'm gonna stomp your face.
You can barely walk in a straight line, much less stomp on anyone.
I'm not that soused. Get your hand off my ear. That ear's sensitive.
Ow! I'm not gouging out my eyeballs, Cheney.
Thank you. Now you might want to stand back. Fairbanks? Cheney? I want you to stop this right now.
Look at Tatum. Waving a gun.
Tatum, get out of the way. We're busy.
Fine. You asked for it.
Tatum, no!
I'm not dead.
That's too bad.
Are we done here?
We'll sue Tatum.
For what? Me testing out a prop gun? It works.
I hate you. Both of you.
The hate word? Really? You owe me everything.
I owe you nothing.
I refuse to watch round two. I'll go find some real bullets.
You know what? Why don't I crack your lazy skull, Fairbanks?
Back at ya.
Holy crap. They just headbutted and knocked each other out. What I have to do to put on a show. Somebody go get me a doctor. One that's not too expensive, please.
Idiot.
Both of you.
We didn't have the gun firing off shots willy-nilly.
They weren't willy-nilly.
I'm bleeding.
We have a makeup person for that.
This reminds me of wife number two. Or was it three?
What'd she do?
Try and split my cranium open with a cast iron skillet.
Ouch.
You should have been on this end of it, and she's the only one I ever really loved.
If you ever really loved anyone...
Let's not start again.
Or you'll what?
Try me.
No, thanks. I'm okay.
How about a TV show with some laughs?
Yeah, how about that, Fairbanks?
What do you think I've been trying to do all day?
Aggravate me?
No, me. And we're done with that, okay? Sound like a plan?
It does. Yeah, how about a little bit of something-something?
Nah, you're doing this one sober.
Are you sure you want that?
Yes, I do. Make it happen, Miss Monroe.
Let's not bring her into it again. Our best stuff.
Scout's honor?
I was never a scout.
I was. Scout's honor.
You weren't a scout?
He doesn't know that.
I do now. Go out there and rehearse. Let's see that old Fairbanks and Chaney sparkle.
Chaney and Fairbanks. Get it right.
I'll work up the sketch for Miss Monroe. She can join us after the opener.
Do that. Now go out there and do some rehearsing and no fighting.
Promise.
Just think, Fairbanks. Marilyn Monroe on our show.
I know. Ain't life crazy?
All the time.
Come on, partner.
Yep, let's go do this.
Hooray, the angels sang. Yeah? Hey there. Yes, indeedy. They're on stage, yes? They will be in peak form. That I guarantee. How? Easy. I lied and shot off a gun. I know, I'm a nut. So what? The show's going to be a smash. Watch and see. Talk to you after the show. And that's showbiz for you.
You've been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of Going Live. In the cast as Fairbanks, Anthony Desco. As Chaney, Tyler Mason. And as Tatum, Cody Brooks. Script by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.